Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right. It's porch time. And I am your one, your only Ms. McKinney. And I know you guys have to be extremely glad about that. Let's get into it. Interesting one on the porch today, Miss Camouflage Beauty. Did I say that right? Tell us about you.
You did. Hey, about me. Ooh, girl, that is a loaded question. But so my name is Carrie Thomas, and yes, I am the host of Camouflage Beauty, which is a podcast specifically for military and veteran women. So there's that, but there, I guess there's more somewhere deep down in there. There's a lot more to me, I guess.
Right. And thank you so much for your service. And I've been listening to some of your episodes. I think your latest one was the individual with fibromyalgia and all she went through with them helping her figure out that that's what you had. It was like, oh my God, really? She went through so much just to even get the diagnosis and then treatments beyond that. That was an awesome episode. Awesome.
Yeah. No, the people that share their stories on the platform are amazing. And I do it specifically because a lot of people, if you have no military affiliation, you really don't know what it is like. And these are regular women, mothers, wives, friends. They have this job, but they endure some of the same challenges that the everyday woman endures. So I want to bring that one side to the military woman. And so that's kind of what I try to do on that platform by sharing their stories. Yeah.
And what stories they are. How long have you known that this Camouflage Beauty, the podcast platform and getting others to speak about what they've gone through in a military association? How long have you known that you wanted to do that?
So many years ago, I played with the idea of doing something. Didn't know it was a podcast, didn't know what it was going to be, but I wanted to be in a position to share people's story. And of course, then 2020 happened, right? And I was like, why not now? So I had no podcast experience, but I bought a microphone and whatever I saw on YouTube, all the YouTube suggestions, and I decided to start. And it morphed into something much more than I thought it would be. And so, yes, I love sharing the stories of the women. I love sitting down with them and for them to trust me with their stories. But behind the scenes, I learned so much about myself. And other people reach out to me, even if they don't want to do an interview, just to say, hey, I listened to your episode on domestic violence, or, you know, I seen one of your woman, for example, the lady that went through fibromyalgia. Someone read her story and said, I've been suffering with the same thing for many years, and I felt like nobody understood it. I never talked about it. So, you know, it allows people to be seen. And I think that's the most important thing with people. People just want to be seen for who they are.
Okay. And was most of it about, I guess, us being in the general public don't have any idea that you guys are fighting the same battles, plus being in the military? Was that the whole kind of concept behind it, to meet these ladies that not only serve their country but are going through as well?
Yeah, so, you know, we obviously are known for being in military camouflage. And so we come in, we put our uniforms on, right? And people look at us as one body. But we're individual. Everyone has their own experiences, their own trauma, their own stories. Looking at me, all you may see in a uniform is another insert X rank and military person. But who I am, who I was prior to the military, who I am outside of duty, is a makeup of who I am at work as well, too. You can't separate the two, you know. And so it is for people on the outside to see some of the things that military women experience, but it's also for other military women as well, so they can see each other. Because a lot of times we get so used to, you know, go into the camouflage, it is our safe space. We can just blend with the crowd. We don't have to show up as who we are. A lot of people do that for their entire careers and come out saying, hey, I was never able to let anyone know who I really was. And my question is, why not? You know, who you are, I believe in the power of you. And nobody can do what you do. Nobody can do it quite like you. And who you are, that level of passion or drive that you as an individual brings to the fight, that is critical. It's important to what it is that we do.
Absolute greatness. And thank you again for your service. I don't think I said that yet. So it please, it's an oversight of the mind and not the heart. Thank you so much. What branch were you in or are you in?
I'm in the Air Force. I've been in the Air Force for 18 years, 18 plus years. It's been a long ride. So, you know, I joined the military 2003 out of South Florida. I joined the military by accident, I guess. They came to my school. they come to your school. They talk to you in the cafeteria. You're like, yeah. You know, and way years later, I was at home and working one dead-end job after another. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to leave. I've always wanted to do something else. Maybe this is it. I'll call them and see. And I called them. Really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened. Sorry. But yeah, so, you know, I didn't realize they were going to take me and take me now. And so I remember when my mom, the day I was late before I left, my mom threw me a party and all my friends were there. And I was like, balling, like I'm going to miss this life that I'm trying to run away from. And it's been a amazing 18 years. I've learned so much, come across people that I would have never seen otherwise, lived in different countries, traveled different countries. And so it's been a great experience. I'm not going to tell you it's been all good. It's like every other job for the most part, right? You're like, I really need a job. But still, it pays the bills. And the best part about it is if you do deploy or go overseas, you know, when you step off that plane, man, it's strangers at the front of, you know, at the front of the line with flags welcoming you at home. And that is such a surreal feeling. You walk into, you know, Target in your uniform and a five-year-old will run up to you and, you know, salute you or pull on your pant leg and say thank you for your service, you know, where you meet an older person that says, hey, my husband served and he's passed away now, and they start to tell you these stories and you don't feel qualified to sit there and listen, you know, but you do. And so that's the best, absolutely hands down by far the best part of the job.
It sounds like it. Wonderful. And so, you know, I'm ignorant. Do you actually fly a plane?
I do not fly a plane, but it's a good question. A lot of people think that. So in the Air Force, the force is ran by a combination of jobs. And so you have people who fly the planes, for sure, that handle that part of the mission. But to fly the plane requires everything else. That pilot needs a nurse and a doctor. They need their finances taken care of, and they need a gym, so they need a fitness staff. They need a cook to make their food. There's an array of jobs. I cannot think of many jobs in the civilian world that we don't have in the Air Force as well, or any of the services, honestly. We have a full-blown, you know, most bases has a full-blown hospital from anesthesiology to major heart surgery to what have you, to your person that, you know, is in the gym doing some personal training and a cook that's making your omelets for breakfast. So we do an array of things. My job specifically, I am a contracting officer, contracting acquisitions. And so I buy the things that support the plane or the plane itself. Now, I haven't actually bought a plane, but I do. I haven't done it yet. They won't give me that big of a check just yet. I do buy all the things that support the planes and support the folks that fly those planes. And so that's my job. It's an important job because you touch every mission on the base. So, yeah.
Wow. It sounds just so exciting. Like a whole nother world, and which is what you just described it was. But I'm super glad, or super joyed rather, not that you meet these individuals that have just as much appreciation for you over there as they do over here, right? That's what you were saying.
Yeah. So, you know, over there, right? We talk about over there on the news. And so
wherever that is.
Right. Wherever that is. This is not a political conversation for sure, but you know, for the countries that I've had the opportunity to visit, a lot of times it's not what is seen on the media, you know. Sometimes it's better and sometimes it's worse. And so the media doesn't always capture that. And I think it starts a fear factor. And I know somebody's probably out here listening, like, I'm not going to let my child join the military. My mama was the same way, right? I mean, but it's such an amazing experience nonetheless. And, you know, there are dangers everywhere, but it's over there is not as bad in every case. Now, you do have some cases. We all have heard them and seen them on TV, real time, that gets out of hand. But most experiences are truly not like that.
Right. And just like you said, things get out of hand everywhere, not just over there, wherever over there is.
You're right. Because in the middle of the pandemic, I was actually over there, wherever we want to put that at. And I remember 2020 just being such a chaotic year. I was like, man, I do not want to be in America right now. So it was easier for me to be over there than it was for me to be right here in America, which is crazy when you really think about it.
It is. And so that's one of the questions that I have for you is, with everything moving forward, just kind of going back to the podcast and getting the other ladies out there that have the military background, COVID, was it a blessing or a curse for you?
COVID was an experience for me. So I went on a TDY, which is a temporary duty in California for 30 days. And when I came back from California the beginning of March, end of February, I got really sick. Now at this time, I'm coming from the breakout area of what was, as you know, we knew COVID to be in by San Francisco at the time. So I come back and I'm sick. They gave me some cold medicine 4 days later, and I'm still like, this ain't working. And no one really knew what it was at the time. I just remember being as sick as I have ever been in my life. I couldn't leave my house. I mean, I was using every home remedy, ancestral prayer, sage. I mean, I was doing it all trying to recover. And I did. But once I recovered, we went into full shutdown. So that in itself was an experience too, because I took for granted that military community, right? Because I go to work every day. I see them all the time. There are thousands of people on this base that I see. And that was my norm. But when COVID happened, I lived by myself. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, I think your phone may have locked again.
Probably what's happening. I'm sorry. I'm in this house by myself, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do by myself? And oh, by the way, I knew that I was supposed to be going over there in about a month. So I said, okay, I just have to make it a month. Well, because the borders and everything was closed, a month turned into two, turned into three, and I'm still sitting in this house by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of my neighbors. And I'm like, wait. And then I'm living on the base. And at that time, they did a slight restriction. Like, if you didn't live on the base, you couldn't be on the base. And I'm like, I guess it's a good time to get to know my neighbors or whatever, you know? So then I go over there and I do my 6 month stint from June, starting in June. And that in itself was an experience as well. We were, you know, 120 degree daily weather, full mask and full, uniform all day. Yes, 6 days a week. It was crazy. It was wild. And I've done, those are called deployments. So I've done deployments before, but never in a condition like this. And so we learn how the body adapts to things, though. It may not be comfortable, but you didn't die. So, I mean, I guess that's the goal at the end of the day. And so what I do say when it comes on to any kind of challenge, you know, we've seen this with like 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, you name it, right? It brings out the best in people. It brings out the best in people. COVID was kind of 50-50, because, you know, some people were this way, some people were that way. But for me, what I saw when we had to go over there and do what we had to do, we went over there and that's an extra sacrifice, because it is hot at 120 degrees in uniform, and it is hot in full mask 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So we band together and say, you know what, this is what we do. And so we did the best that we could. We had a great time. we figured out some unique ways how to put like little those little fans or whatever, and you hang around your neck right by your so you can blow up under your mask so you can get some fresh air. You learn how to get creative, and obviously during that I came back, and after that we went into the inauguration. And so while the pandemic happened, I want to talk about this if you don't mind. The scariest part of the pandemic for me is that my mom is a nurse at hospice, and she was working around already elderly people, and the beginning of the pandemic, older people were just hit hard. So it was a constant worry for me, for her, because every time I would leave the country, I would always make sure I go and try to see her first. Because the COVID shutdown, I wasn't able to go see her first. And so you get overly concerned and you feel helpless. And so what I did was I started making masks. Now, I don't know how to make no masks. I've been having this sewing machine in my house for at least 10 years. I promise you. I mean, I keep saying I'm going to use it and I never did. But when the pandemic happened, what else did I have to do, right? So I learned how to start making masks, and then I sent it out to different people. And the community of the military, what I did is I put on Facebook and I was like, listen, y'all, you know, I only got one mama and I'm worried and I don't know what to do. And I had friends. Let me tell you something. I had people that I had met across the military from various countries who weren't as hard hit at the time as we were, that would mail me masks for my mom. Listen, when I say people banded together, I was getting boxes written in different languages, right? Like, who is this? People were sending me masks so she and other nurses there could have it. And so fast forward to January, after I came back in country and stuff like that, I had the honor of being a part of the presidential inauguration, since they did that virtually as well, to talk a little bit about my mom and her story and how the military family that I have just always surprises me, man. Always surprises me.
Greatness. So as far as the podcast went, did it help you get started?
No, it didn't. So 2020 happened, right? And I said, I'm going to start a podcast. Started a podcast 1 January 2020. No problem. But I did audio for so long because I am 100% uncomfortable with being on video. Like, I don't know what I think is going to jump out the screen and get me, but I just wasn't comfortable doing a video podcast, right? So I still did it. I put it out there. You know, when you're podcasting, you're creative mind as well. When you go back and you listen to your first episodes, your first 10, you're like, oh man. You're like, who, I've grown a lot, or you try to anyway, but it didn't help me. But what happened was, when I did the inauguration, I had no choice but to be on video. I had no choice. People were, I mean, that day, I think I had like a whole panic attack. I didn't turn the TV off. I turned my phone off. But at that point, I said, okay, if I am on video at this, in this thing, right, for the whole world to see, good, bad, or indifferent, I can do a podcast, right? So I took baby steps into start doing a video podcast. And so I actually started another podcast in April, not me by myself, but this podcast is only on Facebook, and it's called The Lioness Lair. And it's me and myself and two other ladies, Crystal and Camille. And that one is specifically about woman empowerment. And that one is all video. I would have never expected myself to do something like that, but someone asked, and I said, you know, I'm already out there now on TV, on the TV, so I guess I can try it, and it's been amazing. So those are the two things that I kind of do.
Excellent. So tell us everywhere that we can stalk you and find out all about Camouflage Beauty and Miss Carrie.
Man, so Camouflage Beauty is on all social media platforms. I am Camouflaged Beauty _, and I am on Twitter, Instagram, and of course, Facebook. I am all over the place. I try to be there, and I'm, you know, hey, find me, follow me, like me, and talk to me, man. I tell people all the time, I live by myself. So just reach out to me. And if you are a military woman or know a military woman specifically, I hope you check out the podcast itself, which is on all major streaming platforms that have podcasts.
Yes, you guys, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Thank you so much for joining us today. Any last words to the listeners on the porch?
Hey, man, for those of you listening on the porch, the best I can tell you is don't forget the power of being uniquely you. There is nobody else like you. So whatever it is that you're afraid of or holding you back or doubting yourself, can't nobody do it like you. So start doing it now.
Oh, I like that. I like Thank you, Miss Carrie.
Thank you, Miss Carrie.
Of course. We'll talk soon.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right, now we're back on the porch, literally back out on the porch in the wind, watching the squirrels, seeing it all do what it do. So thank you guys for tuning in and listening. What time is it? It's time for you to be you, baby, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, get them right on up out of your circle today. Be strong, take care, and be blessed.